DW.
Using a small bowl, Mohammed Inua scoops water out of his leaking fishing boat. He's out fishing on the Ngada Alu River in Maiduguri, northeast Nigeria. Inua used to make a living fishing on Lake Chad, but relocated to the Ngada Alu River a few years ago. He came here because Lake Chad is shrinking and because of the Boko Haram insurgency.
Lake Chad is a babu.
There are no more fish in Lake Chad. We cannot go to the areas where there is fish because Boko Haram is occupying those places. If we go there, we will likely lose our lives. You see, that is what is preventing us from going to these areas. So going fishing is a problem.
Fishing on Lake Chad has been on the decline as the surface area of the lake has shrunk from the 25,000 square kilometers it measured in 1960. Experts estimate that what is left of the lake is between a quarter and half of what it was 60 years ago. Professor Edem Achibong Enyang of the Department of Forestry and Natural Environmental Management of the University of Uyo says Lake Chad shrunk due to several human and environmental factors. He said a key environmental factor is the changing weather patterns that have caused droughts in northeast Nigeria.
We have the Lake Chad shrinking by the day. There are other water areas, other wetland areas like Hadejia and Guru wetlands. It has a relationship with the lake itself. So when this one dries up, the other small lakes that feed it, the small rivers that feed this system, they also reduce in their capacity to serve the water cycling process in the earth.
Children now play football in the Ngada Alu River. Drought over the years has reduced parts of the river to a playground for children. Bodies of water drying up as a result of drought is not a unique story in northeast Nigeria, but it is a major blow in a region where more than 10 million people depend either directly or indirectly on the fishing industry. Environmental factors have been further compounded by security challenges. This camp in Maiduguri is one of several such camps for people displaced by Boko Haram. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says the insurgency has displaced nearly 2.4 million people in the Lake Chad Basin. Relief official Abagana Kulome says the loss of livelihoods, like fishing, is one of the key challenges confronting the displaced people who fled attacks by Boko Haram.
The people living within this camp, there are people that economically not sounding.
The people living within this camp, they are people that have no livelihood because they left their homes behind. They left their jobs behind due to the insurgency. The northern part of Borno has been highly affected. You know, by the time they were leaving their villages, Boko Haram was firing at them. So they escaped just to save their lives, and they came here without any means of supporting themselves. They cannot afford anything.
Many displaced people look for a way to get back to their jobs and providing for their families, though. The influx of fishermen from areas like Lake Chad to places like Ngada Alu River is causing friction between the displaced fishermen and the local fishermen. Local fisherman Umar Issa says locals are deeply angered by displaced fishermen who've come into their territory. He describes them as troublemakers whose fishing methods are negatively affecting locals.
There are so many of them. Some are using boats. Some are fishing by walking in the water. All of them are fishing. We are fighting the troublemakers. Some of them fish by putting sticks in the water. When they do so, the fish go and hide within the sticks, and it's difficult for us to catch them. If you throw your net around the sticks, they will damage the net. We are often in conflict with these people.
There is no indication that the Boko Haram insurgency or climate change effects on declining water levels will be addressed anytime soon. Philip Jackbo of the Environmental Rights Action says climate change adaptation measures like water resources management are the best option to restore the lost livelihoods of the displaced fishermen. But he says no remedy will be possible in a place like Lake Chad due to the threat Boko Haram poses.
The regeneration of the Lake Chad cannot happen except there's peace. And then whatever policies you want to introduce can work. If you don't stop that war, if you don't stop that violence, nothing meaningful can come out of any effort you put on to mitigate the impact of climate change. You need a climate of peace. Then measures to tackle climate change can then be put in place and they will be effective.
This situation in Lake Chad demonstrates how conflict only exacerbates the difficulties of living in a changing climate and how these pressures can lead to crisis over water and fishing rights. For DW, I'm Sam Olukoya in Nigeria.
DW.